Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, your daily dose of knowledge from Wikipedia's finest articles. The featured article for Monday, the 5th of May 2025, is Kingdom Hearts: Chain of Memories. Kingdom Hearts: Chain of Memories is a 2004 action role-playing video game that was developed by Square Enix and Jupiter, and published by Square Enix in collaboration with Disney Interactive for the Game Boy Advance. The game, which is an intermediary between the two larger-scale PlayStation 2 games in the Kingdom Hearts series, was one of the first GBA games to incorporate full-motion video, FMV. Kingdom Hearts: Chain of Memories is the second game in the Kingdom Hearts series. It is a direct sequel to Kingdom Hearts, whose ending is set about a year before the events of Kingdom Hearts 2. Kingdom Hearts: Chain of Memories follows Sora and his friends as they explore the mysterious Castle Oblivion while battling Organization 13, a new group of antagonists in the series. The game introduces new characters and plotlines that further expand the Kingdom Hearts universe and set up the premise of Kingdom Hearts 2. The game uses a new card-based battle system rather than its predecessor's real-time combat system. Though it was not as successful as the other Kingdom Hearts games, Kingdom Hearts: Chain of Memories received positive reviews and sold well. It was praised for its story, graphics, and full-motion videos, FMV, but its card-based battle system was criticized. When it debuted in Japan, the game sold over 100,000 units in 48 hours. Kingdom Hearts: Chain of Memories was remade for the PlayStation 2 as Kingdom Hearts: Chain of Memories, which was packaged with Kingdom Hearts 2 Final Mix and released in Japan in March 2007. The remake was released in North America on December 2, 2008, and was remastered in high definition, HD, and included in the Kingdom Hearts HD 1.5 Remix Collection, which was released in 2013 for the PlayStation 3, PS3, and later for PlayStation 4, PS4, Xbox One, and personal computer, PC. Kingdom Hearts: Chain of Memories is a combination of a role-playing video game and a collectible card game. There is an experience point system that can be used to increase the character's maximum health and card points, or to learn new skills. The cards are used in the progression of the story and in combat. The game features a world map and a battle screen. The world map is an isometric area where the player traverses rooms. Enemies inhabit the world and track the player to engage in combat, which is initiated when the player and an enemy come into contact. Once in combat, the game switches to the battle screen, which uses the card-based battle system. To advance through the game, the player uses map cards they obtain after winning battles to create rooms through room synthesis. The map card the player chooses determines the properties of each room, including the quality of items and the strength of enemies. The color of each card has a specific effect. Red cards affect the number and type of enemies, green cards affect the power of the player's deck, and blue cards affect the properties of the room, such as the allowance of treasure chests or the appearance of save points. The game has three modes: two are story modes featuring Sora and Riku, and the third is a two-player battle mode. Initially, only Sora's story mode is available. Once that story is completed, the reverse/rebirth mode becomes available. Reverse/rebirth allows the player to play the second story mode featuring Riku, and the battle mode in which two players, using a game link cable, can battle each other. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 0:30 UTC on Monday, the 5th of May 2025. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Kingdom Hearts: Chain of Memories. This podcast uses content from Wikipedia under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit our archives at wikioftheday.com and subscribe to stay updated on new episodes. Follow us on Mastodon at wikioftheday@masto.ai. Also check out Curmudgeon's Corner, a current events podcast. Until next time, I'm Neural Ayanda.